Well, we were talking about other buildings on the farm. Did you have a place where you kept your cows?
Yeah, had a cow barn. And had a pen there to keep the calves in.
Yeah.
When we turned the milk cows in, we'd let in one calf at a time.
Uh-huh.
They'd go to its own mother. We'd milk that one. And then we'd turn in another calf and milk another one. If there's two of us out there milking, we turn in two calves.
Into the what? You call that, where, did you have a place?
Into the lot where the mother's was.
I see. Did you milk them in the lot? Or did you have a place where to
had
put
a shed.
Them?
Had a shed there. They knew right where to go. They'd be right there. There's always feed there for me. They'd go up there and be chewing on that feed, and he'd come that calf. We'd let him nurse till we thought he had all he needed, and we'd rope him off. And he'd buck and cut up when we'd pull him off from there, but he had to give up, tie him back. Away from it, we cut through milk and turn him loose and he'd go back.
Yeah. What'd you say to a cow when you wanted him to stand still while you milked?
So. They knew what it meant, too.
Yeah. When you wanted, did you ever call him up from the field?
Yeah.
How would you call him up from the field?
Let's see. We'd call him. So.
Yeah, like we'd say.
Come
something.
A-hiking. Yeah. I'd forgotten how to say it. It'd been so long.
How'd you call your pigs? Pigs.
I didn't never call hogs much. My daddy was
hogs.
A good one. He could sure call them. He'd get out there and go to call them hogs and fish 5 miles down the woods. Here they'd come, just hard as they'd come.
How would he call them? Can you do it for him?
He'd call them pig-o, but I can't say it like he could.
Uh-huh.
I never could.
Like that?
No.
He
just say, Pico.
And they could hear it.
I just can't make the sound he could make.
Mm-hmm.
Never could.
Now, when you were calling you, tell me about having, did you ever have a lot of horses or anything like that?
Yeah. We call them Copa. He's raised his head and looked, and here he comes.
And when you got on a horse and you wanted to get him moving, what would you say to him?
I don't know what you mean.
You got on the horse and you wanted to...
All of them loose?
Say once you saddle a horse up and you gotten on him, what would you say to him to get him started?
Didn't have to say anything. Just tighten your legs on him and he's gone. He knows you're ready.
Would you ever make a whistle or a clucking noise?
Yeah, sometimes.
Like
just cluck, say, let's go. Gone. I had, my brother older than me had a little old swayback horse. He left for us to play with him. And we'd get him out there and saddle him up and ride him. I got him so I could get him going. I'd run up and grab that saddle and jump on him and him just sailing. Then run by and pick up my hat, all such stuff as that.
Got a little lower to the ground there, I guess you could do something like that.
But he was a buggy horse from out of this world. He sure loved to pull a buggy, but he didn't like to pull a load. He'd plow, but he was hard to break. He was a Mustang, and he didn't want work to nothing but a buggy.